For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Michigan State University researchers are trying to understand the causes of infertility and why so many women lose their pregnancies. Dr. Ozgi Fazlabas is Associate Chairman for Research in the MSU College of Human Medicine Department of Obstetrics, Gynecology, and Reproductive Biology. His work is moving into the college's new research facility in Grand Rapids on Wednesday. I talked with him about his research.
What are the signals that the embryo puts out, and how does that modulate the uterus to ensure a successful pregnancy? And superimposed on that, we work on a disease called endometriosis, where women suffer from both pain and infertility. And about 50% of women that have endometriosis also have infertility. So the other aspect of our work is trying to understand how this disease actually impacts the uterine environment, and how that in turn also contributes to the infertility that these women suffer from.
How might you hope that prevention can be achieved? Are we talking about a future surgical procedure? Are we talking about medications? How might we arrive at a point where endometriosis happens less frequently?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. The problem is we have no way of diagnosing the disease right at the onset. So this is a disease that affects women of reproductive age. So from the time of adolescence, those that are susceptible to the disease will develop the disease. But we have no biomarker. The only way we can understand the onset of this disease is to confirm it. You need surgical intervention, or painful menstruation is usually a good sign that these girls could potentially have the disease. So if we have a biomarker, which is the other thing that we're working on, is to be able to identify some changes in the blood, for example, that could reflect the presence of this disease, then we can intervene. There's no cure for this disease at this point. The primary curative component is the surgical removal of the disease, but that too comes back. Basically, the only way we can control this disease is by suppressing estrogen, because this disease is driven by estrogen. So birth control pills or various types of antagonists that block the communication between the ovary and the higher brain centers that control hormone secretion is one way of intervention. And by doing this, you can suppress the disease and relieve the pain in these women, and also perhaps help them to some extent to be able to get pregnant.
What's your level of optimism?
I think curing is, that's not going to be something near on the horizon. Our optimism is to come up with biomarkers so we can identify the disease early in younger women, which means you can intervene and they're not going to suffer 8 to 10 years, which is the average in which they suffer before they're diagnosed with the disease. So, and then with a number of therapies that are now being worked on that are non-hormonal, perhaps we can now begin to target and come up with other small molecules or other types of therapies that are much more effective without suppressing hormonal secretion and things like that. So our optimism is that biomarkers, maybe novel therapeutics, and early intervention are probably the most important things that we need to do. And also understand what's causing the pain, because that really is a major problem with this disease. And because there's no correlation, the disease can be mild to severe, but there's no correlation between the severity of the disease and the severity of the pain.
Dr. Ozgi Fazlabas, thank you.
You're welcome.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.